As promised, let's now discuss the last president, Dwight Eisenhower. Grant, you said you've been doing a lot of research on the Eisenhower years, which were pivotal to disclosure or lack of disclosure. And we also saw the modern reintroduction of nuclear weapons to our planet, which many suspect was the reason for the 1954 alleged Eisenhower meeting with extraterrestrials. But before, let me share with you on the audience that our producer, Carolyn Rose Goida, has a personal interest in the general. Her father, the late Peter Goida, a decorated World War II veteran who landed on Normandy, survived and later fought in the Korean conflict, knew Ike and worked in investigations. I knew for a fact that he collected as much data as possible, fanatically, on all Nazi developments, as any good general would. That information included the mysterious Foo Fighters, etc. And according to her father, Ike stored each report from Allied bombers and fighters and even Axis POW pilots on that bizarre anomaly and surely took that file with him. He said if he was confronted by a superior force or if he was staggered by some old Roswell reverse engineering report, that he would have had one goal and one goal only, to protect the U.S. interests and people first. In my opinion, Eisenhower was a great man, and he warned us a lot with his farewell speech. Now, what have you recently uncovered from the Eisenhower years that's new?
Oh, there's so many stories. The 54 story, I think, is the one you're talking about. This is the one that I did a lot of research at the Eisenhower Library. This is the story at Edwards Air Force Base. And what seems to be confirmed is that the president did disappear. He was in Palm Springs, California. He disappeared on a Saturday evening. The press corps found out about it. They knew he was gone. I don't know how they knew he was gone. I pulled all the records, all the news accounts. The press secretary was called in. He calmed the people down. They had actually, there was one wire service from New York who was about to put on the wire, and they managed to stop it, that the president was dead. The president had a heart attack and died. They managed to stop that story, and they calmed the press down. But the press, for some reason, and that's something we can never establish, how they knew he was gone. He was at, we knew whose house he was in. He was supposed to be playing bridge, all this sort of stuff. He disappeared, and the rumored story 2 weeks later in the UFO community started to appear that he had been at Edwards Air Force Base, and that it was a planned encounter, and that a UFO had landed, and that Eisenhower had actually met with the aliens. Now, that part, it's hard to confirm, except that everything else seems to fit in, that he may have been at Edwards. There's now a second story that Art Campbell is going to be lecturing at the X Conference on, and this is a story, and he's going to have a witness with him at the X Conference. And this is the story that at Holloman Air Force Base, Ike also had an encounter. There was a landing, and the UFO landed, and that there was witnesses. Air Force One was there, all this sort of stuff. And I haven't really studied it all that much, except the only thing I checked was that I checked, and Ike was, according to the library, was not at Holloman Air Force Base, and he was not even in New Mexico. But Art Campbell has come up with some new evidence, which may be compelling, is that he was hunting in Texas, I believe, and disappeared there, which would make some sense. So we'll see what Art comes up with. I know the main witness that he's talking about. But Ike was a very secretive type guy. I know, based upon the briefings, that the description of when he was president-elect, all the security measures that he took to make sure that nobody knew not only what he was being briefed on, but where he was being briefed. He would know as a five-star general the importance of strategy and keeping your hand covered and this sort of stuff. And so there's those two stories. Then there's another story that we've now, people may have heard about, maybe they haven't heard about. This is a guy from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Are you familiar with this story about the Ike film?
No, I'm not familiar, but I suspect you're going to tell me.
Okay, this happened beginning of February, and my friend Giuliano Marinkovic from Croatia actually tracked this thing down. First it came, Larry Bryant had mentioned this in an email, that this guy had phoned into Coast to Coast and claimed that he had canisters of film. With Howard Hughes and with Eisenhower in a hangar, and they're walking among UFO wreckage, and that there are alien bodies on stretchers. So we tracked down the show, the Coast to Coast show, and Tommy, apparently, Tommy, the producer from Coast to Coast, had
Tom Danheiser.
They pulled it. Yeah, they pulled this guy off the air. So we contacted, I know Tommy had contacted him. He didn't contact back. But apparently they were able to confirm that this guy does exist. They're in email contact with this guy. And so we started the big search, and he does satellite. He may be at Fort Bragg doing satellite tracking. He was in Europe, and he's coming back to Europe, and now we're waiting. And Coast to Coast, from time to time, we've actually got some of the stuff posted of the actual conversations when George comes up and says he's asked that the stuff not be made any money from it, and that he, when he comes back to the States, he's going to release the stuff to George. George is going to either release it at the X conference, or he's going to put it on his website, but he can't make any money from this. So this is a story we're chasing, and I'd say there's probably a 100-to-1 chance it's a hoax. But like any other story in ufology, if someone throws you a nice, easy pitch across the plate, there's no use standing there with your bat on your shoulder. You take a swing at it and take a chance. There are some problems with the film that, for example, the delay. It's been a month since this guy has made the claim that he's going to produce this film. And every time there's a delay in one of these things, it's never a good sign. And then there's the incident of the stretchers, which doesn't make sense, why the alien bodies would be on stretchers. Because if Howard Hughes and the president were together at an event in a hangar, the bodies would not be on stretchers. The only time I think they'd be on stretchers if they were at the crash site where they were just being brought in. And it seems like a timed event. So this is an event that's taking place as we speak. Every day I have like 15 emails, and people are trying to track where this guy is, the story, and we'll see what happens. He claims that this film is going to produce to George Norrie and within a couple of weeks, and we'll see what happens.
Has he described the footage at all?
Yes. Yeah, we actually have. I may even put it on the website. I may put it on maybe the Barack Obama site. If people want to go to the Barack Obama UFO site, we will post all the actual conversations. You'll hear the guy phoning in. You'll hear George talking about where he is, what the latest is on the film, and we can get that up by tomorrow. It's been exchanged by email. There's a bunch of people around Europe and the United States tracking this whole thing. But we can actually put all that. We've got all the conversations logged, and we can put it up on the BarackObamaUFO.com website, and people can go there and actually listen to the actual story, and we'll post the updates as to what's happening, because this is a story that's breaking as we speak.
I was a bit confused. I thought for some reason the footage was going to be during the meeting of the alleged alien, the extraterrestrial meeting that Eisenhower had and had an agreement with, but this seems to be something else. It's just Eisenhower walking inside a hangar with crash debris and the bodies. Am I right?
Yes. But Art Campbell has a witness. No, I don't think he has footage, but he has a witness. He's adding to the story of Holloman about the encounter between the aliens and but this is actual footage, and there's two canisters. He doesn't say why he's got them. I think he's got 17 canisters and two of them. And when you listen to the guy, he's an older guy, and his voice is kind of shaky. It's kind of impressive. And, you know, even though, like I said, 99 out of 100 times it turns out to be a hoax, I'll take a run at it. I mean, I'll try to track this thing down and see where it goes. And you don't want to let something like this slip through your fingers.
Be skeptical, but keep an open mind. In your opinion, why do you think that Cardinal, with that then Bishop McIntyre from the Vatican, that meeting at the Edwards Air Force Base meeting in 1954, why do you believe the Vatican was involved in such a national security concern meeting?
Well, it would have been people called in by the White House, I think, because that Cardinal, I did some work on him through the Eisenhower, like a lot of them have, like an advisor, for example, like Billy Graham. Billy Graham was an advisor, and this Cardinal was an advisor to the Eisenhower White House on different issues. And it's to sort of see where the American people are going. And like, for example, there was the story about Jimmy Carter being briefed. One of the stories, the rumored stories, was that Billy Graham was in the room when Jimmy Carter was being briefed on UFOs. So, I mean, Yeah, so these people, these high-level people are coming, and Rockefeller did get Billy Graham involved. He wanted Billy Graham to sign off on a disclosure. He was sending this letter to the president, and he's getting high-ranking people to sign this letter asking the president to disclose UFOs. And, of course, because Billy Graham had written a story about angels and basically sort of okayed UFOs, he wasn't really against UFOs, that they could be angels, his interpretation or whatever, Rockefeller was friends with Graham, and there's the actual letter in the file where Graham writes back and says, I agree with what you're doing and good luck, but I don't sign anything going to anything I have with the president is private, and I don't want anything like this with my name on it. So, but he did approve that, yep, you should send this letter to the president, and I approve of what you're doing and stuff like that. So these guys are involved.
What do you believe came out from that alleged meeting with Eisenhower and the extraterrestrials, the alleged agreement?
Well, there's the agreement that they made the agreement for abductions. I don't believe any of that stuff. The story that I've heard was the story that Ike had walked out and said the people can't know, that they'd levitated stuff across tables and stuff like that, that the president just came out and said this is way too much for the people. It's going to remain secret. And it was that point when they shut the whole thing down and said, we can't release this. It's got to be top secret.
And Dr. Michael Sala just said that there's a witness, a widow of a witness who's actually coming out who is providing information and who actually spoke to Dr. Edgar Mitchell about that. Have you heard of this?
I would sure be interested to see that. I haven't heard that. That's the kind of stuff you need. If you have witnesses of, especially older witnesses, like where I have these women that talk about this, the bodies in 1935, I mean, you get people who are in their 80s telling these kind of stories, it's pretty credible stuff.
Well, it was an exclusive on this show last week. We had Dr. Michael Sala, and this witness actually was in charge of security at the Pentagon, I believe it was. Don't quote me. But he actually found information, pictures, and later in life he wanted to tell, but he had an oath of not to tell. He committed suicide because he couldn't take it anymore, and he also had a duty of protecting the government. That's what the widow is telling them.
It'd be interesting to see. Yeah.
Grant, how do people get in touch? Well, unless there's something else that we don't know about Eisenhower, is there anything else that we need to know?
Oh, my goodness. It's been so long since I've done Ike. No, those are the main stories about Ike. I mean, he's the only guy, one of the few guys that's actually faced the question. High-ranking guy. Was one of the guys that sort of had control, we think. I mean, I think people say that he's one of the last presidents to ever actually have control, made the famous last speech where he said, beware of the military-industrial complex,
right.
Knew that he may have been losing control of not just UFOs, but everything military-wise, that the military, the budget was increasing and that they're having less and less control over what was going on. So, credible type guy, and I think... The problem is the lack of records. That when you go to the Eisenhower Library, when you track a lot of this stuff, I mean, it all comes up because either it was talked orally or the president just handed it off. And any witnesses who can provide a direct link, what I do is I take those witnesses, I take their names, and I go back to the library and I start looking at those people's records and see if there's anything in there that backs up what they're saying. Because there's a lot, in most of these record places, there's 30, 40, 50. Clintons have over 100 million pages of material. So it's just a matter of knowing where you're going. But you need some leads, you need some names, and then try to find something to confirm. And like this, whether it's an actual document or whether it's going to be this footage from this guy, with Eisenhower, you're going to get something that's hard to dispute, and things may break.